Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I'm so grateful for you to be tuned in today. I'm telling you, we have got an incredible program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Dr. Alveda King joins us. Stop Black Genocide and Restore the Black Family. We'll talk to Dr. Alveda King about that. Dr. John Lott is with us. More guns, less crime. Yes. The case that is before the Supreme Court, the New York rifle case, it's a case that is tailor-made for the book that John wrote years ago. We'll talk to him about that. Bottom of this hour, Sheena Rodriguez is with us. Texans Against Illegal Immigration, Latinos for America First, was Latinos for Trump. Sheena has been right down at the border just recently, within days, and we're going to get a live update from her about what's happening at the border. But I'm so excited to welcome back to the program, and I've got to tell you, not only was he responsible for the architecture that created the Trump economy, which was incredible, but in 2015, he was on this program talking about the crouching tiger, the threat of the CCP. He saw it before anybody else was talking about it. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the program someone who opened up my day by telling me, "You're a lucky man," and he's right. Dr. Peter Navarro, welcome to Chosen Generation Radio.
That sounds like a little bit of hubris or arrogance on my part, but you know, and I know I had you on the schedule at 10:30, but here we are, at least on East Coast time. Hey, it's great to be here. Let me tell you a little vignette from the In Trump Time book based on the opening remarks there. It's like, So, but circa 2018, and just for your audience so they know, I was only one of three senior White House officials who served with the president all the way from the campaign in 2016 to the end, right? So let me take you to the White House. Now, it's like 2018, and the boss is like just beside himself because there's always a left-wing judge's decisions that have institutionalized the catch-and-release policy at the southern border. So no matter what we try to do, we were being constantly hamstrung by these court rulings. And these court rulings were also institutionalizing the trafficking of children to get across the border, right? So the White House legal counsel, Pat Cipollone, calls me into his office and he goes, "Yeah, we got to do something here. Or could we use tariffs basically to try to resolve this?" And I go, yeah, you can do it this way. So we threatened Mexico with tariffs, right? And for 24 hours, the news cycle just explodes. Like, we're getting hit from the left, getting hit from the right. You can't do that, sit down the other end. But the Mexicans decide, okay, we're going to send troops to the border. But more importantly, Pastor, they agreed to what's called the Safe Third Country agreements, where they would keep the illegals on their side of the border.
Yeah.
Which would be an immediate disincentive to any more travel. And then the boss parlays that into similar agreements down in what's called the Northern Triangle, or Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, right? And that's where 95% of the immigration had been coming from. So, like, literally overnight, we were able to secure our southern border. And then, of course, as soon as Biden gets in, like one of the many executive orders he signs, he like gets rid of those agreements. And next thing we know, we have over 2 million illegal aliens coming. And they're not just coming from Mexico and the Northern Triangle now. It's like the word is out around the world. Hey, open borders in the U.S. So all over the world is coming into Brazil and then up along the way to El Norte. And, you know, Texas is, of course, the tip of the spear for that. Yep. The Rio Grande Valley is getting hammered. And, you know, it's a long way of saying in the Trump time book, we had this thing solved, and Biden undid that with a one stroke of a thoughtless, feckless pen, and the people of Texas are angry. And there's a lot of Democrats down in the Rio Grande Valley.
Yes, there are.
Going to be both Republicans too.
Yep, absolutely. I'm in Texas. I know, and I live 65 miles north of San Antonio. When we bought this property 11 years ago under the Obama administration is when we bought this property, we had drug traffickers and that illegal trade actually coming across our property. I used to have to sit outside at night with a shotgun in order to make sure that they didn't come into my home. Yes, sir.
That many miles up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember I lived in San Diego for a while, and they had a border checkpoint up by Camp Pendleton and Marine. It was about maybe 30 miles from the border. And every time you'd pass there, there'd be like anywhere from 6 to 20 cars lined up before the checkpoint. And they were stolen or abandoned cars where the illegals would come across the border, steal a car, drive up, get to the checkpoint, and leave the car and then head into the hills and walk their way over. I mean, it's a tremendous I got an idea. Like one of the key missions in the In Trump Time book is to not only get Tony Fauci fired, but put him in jail. And there's a whole story of why that's true, including his complicity in the actual genetic engineering of this virus that's killing Americans. But my idea for Fauci, right, is to put him in a Customs and Border Patrol uniform, send him down to the border, and just let him start handing out masks and giving vaccinations to illegal aliens. Do anything you can to keep him away from our 6-year-olds. You know, he's just like a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous and evil man.
Very much so. Very much. I'm going to have Dr. Ben Carson on tomorrow, actually, to talk a bit about that, you know, this new policy of trying to vaccinate kids between 5 and 11. I want to shift over just for a moment, if I could, Dr. Navarro, to what you had put together in the book, Crouching Tiger, because there's a lot of what you talked about and what you and I talked about, and then you talked about the solutions that President Trump instituted relative to policies, and we were starting to actually, you know, make some gains on dealing with the CCP problem, of course, before they released the Wuhan virus upon us. But can you talk to me a little bit about that and the eroding, I guess, that we've watched happen under who I call Pokem China Joe?
Yeah. Well, let's look at it in two dimensions. There's the economic security dimension. There's the national security dimension. And then both of them are interrelated. But look, on the national security problem, we are slouching towards war over the Taiwan Strait. And that's a product of shifting from a peace through strength, strong military doctrine under Donald John Trump to a war through weakness strategy, where we have in the Biden regime, it's riddled with communist China sympathizers, in the sense that these people, whether they were former government officials who went to a think tank or a university or a consulting firm, would have had their bread buttered by the Chinese communists.
Sure.
This is what I call the money pot strategy, where the CCP hands out money and compromises these people. They get back in government, and then they're appeasers, like the Steve Mnuchin in the In Trump Time book I talked about. That guy is pure evil, but lest I digress. But on the economics, I mean, that's pretty clear. I have this construct I call the seven deadly sins. Let's see if I can get them all here. That's always a challenge. They do so much to us. But it's it's the intellectual property theft, the forced technology transfer, the cyber hacking, the dumping into our markets, the predatory state-owned enterprises, the currency manipulation, and the killing of Americans with deadly fentanyl. To this day, these seven deadly sins are being committed as acts of economic aggression against the American people and against American workers. And if you wonder why fentanyl is in there in terms of economic aggression, what fentanyl tends to do is kill those who tend to be for the prime age in our workforce. So it really, the epidemics we're having with fentanyl really hollow out our blue-collar workforce.
Right.
And so the Trump solution to that was tariffs. Little breaking news for you. If he'd gotten a second term, those tariffs would have gone up to 100% on everything, and we would have decoupled from the Chinese economy, which, given the fact that they've attacked us with a deadly virus, seems only logical to do.
Right.
So that's what we got to do. But here's the thing, Pastor. It's like that Crouching Tiger book, I don't know if you remember, in that book, there was a whole analysis of the threat of what's called hypersonic vehicles. These are planes kind of come missiles that can fly like at many times the speed of sound and deliver nuclear weapons, right? I write about them in 2015. I tell people that, yeah, these are being developed and they're coming on soon. And sure enough, a couple of weeks ago, China flies one in low orbit around the world,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Capable of bristling the nuclear missiles, and people are surprised. Like the Pentagon surprised. I'm going, come on, like read the friggin' book here. It's like it's all in the book.
Well, and that's the reason, and Dr. Navarro, that's the reason I wanted to bring this up, because there's so much information that you put into that book that is a playbook for how to combat what the CCP is doing to us. And here you are sitting right next to the president, and those strategies were being slowly implemented. And I know how deeply the CCP is in the pockets of so many high-level government officials, business people, and so forth in our country. I mean, they've infiltrated us at every level. But thank God, you know, that you were there, and hopefully we can get you guys back in there in 2024, because I believe you guys are the only hope we have of turning the tables back on CCP. If we can stop them or slow them down enough between now and then so that it makes a difference.
Well, one of the scenarios people talk about, which seems plausible, is Beijing wants to hold their Winter Olympics in 2022, so they're going to be a good citizen until then, even as they rattle some sabers in the Taiwan Strait, and then as soon as that's over, they'll make their move while Biden's still president. Okay? That's kind of a plausible scenario. I mean, So what do we do here? I mean, I 2024 is a long time away.
It is. Hang on. Hold that thought, Dr. Navarro. We're going to go into a break here in about 15 seconds. So, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk to you about some of the solutions that we can do, because there, as Dr. Navarro just said, we've got to do something now. We don't have time to wait. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him, and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day, when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses, and my special guest, Dr. Peter Navarro, who is one of only, I believe, four people that was with President Trump throughout all 4 years at the White House as an advisor, saw everything in Trump time, gives you a tremendous view of those 4 years and what the President of the United States faced and what he did. We're specifically talking right now about the CCP and what are the answers. What can we do, Dr. Navarro, between now and not only 2024, but 2022 as well? I mean, look, in 10 months, this guy has nearly dismantled this nation.
When people talk about 2024, it makes me uncomfortable. It is such a long time. Biden can do so much damage between now and then. But I was the guy in the White House who would do a three-volume report on what happened on November 3rd. And the conclusion, you know, the punchline, the top line, is that election was stolen.
Yes.
And the story behind it, you know, it's all in the Trump Time book. November 3rd rolls around. You could tell from kind of what went on that night that there was really some significant election irregularities. But I waited for a couple of weeks for the Trump campaign, actually, to challenge the results, thinking that they'd be ready to do that, a la Bush v. Gore. And they didn't. So on Thanksgiving Day, I go into the White House from my Harvard researcher big boy pants and begin wading through what would be literally thousands of affidavits and other documents and come up with a fairly textured chessboard look of how the steal actually occurred. And it wasn't like any silver bullet, but rather what I call death by a thousand election irregularities. And it happened across the battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. And there was a case that your own attorney general did in Texas, Paxton, filed before the Supreme Court, which was actually a very good brief that was presented to the court. They didn't reject it on the facts, but on process, as usual.
Yeah.
But the point here is simply this. If you and I, Pastor, were sitting in November of 1961,
okay,
and we knew then what we know now, which is to say it is an absolute historical fact that Kennedy stole that election from Nixon, would we be saying, well, they stole it unfair and unsquare, let's run Nixon in 64? And everything will be all right? Or would we be pushing hard for the decertification of the results? In that case, it would have been in both Illinois and Texas. And I think that I think we'd be pushing hard to get to the truth. And that's what I'm trying to do in the Trump Time book. Like, anybody read that book, you get to the end of it. If you don't think the election was stolen, I'll give you twice your money back. Because the case, it's clear. It's closed. It's clear. And the question is, are we going to tolerate that?
I don't think we can. We can't tolerate it and still be a free country. I mean, one of the things that, you know, I'm going to be 60 next year. I remember over and over again America being called upon to go into nations around the world to monitor their elections, to make sure that fair elections were taking place when the people rose up and said, we want freedom, we want liberty, we want some form of republic or democracy happening. And now here we are in the United States of America, and I know many millions of Americans that don't trust the election process anymore, and especially now after 2020, they're throwing their hands up and saying that something must be done.
The latest polls incredibly show that a full 35% of voters do want the election overturned. I mean, that's astonishing. And that number will only grow with the information that we're getting from places like Arizona, from places like Georgia, from places like Wisconsin. And you know, we really need to get to the bottom of this. I'll give you a little map for you to show you just how easy this was stolen. If you look at Arizona, the Republican Senate there authorized a partial forensic audit.
Right.
And they came back with one fact. In Maricopa County, there were 50,000 ghost voters. What are those? Those are people who vote absentee who actually don't exist at the address where the ballot came from. Okay, those are clearly illegal ballots. Now, we know that Biden carried the absentee ballots by at least 2-1. So if you throw those 50,000 ballots out, that's a 17,000 vote swing in favor of Trump, which more than erases the alleged Biden victory margin of 11,000 votes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just in 60 seconds, Pastor, I've proved to you that Arizona was stolen.
Yes.
So why should that not be decertified? And I can do the similar kinds of math in all the other states based on different problems. Signature match in Georgia, and definitely combined voters in Wisconsin, observer abuses in Dane County, Milwaukee, and Zuckerberg, by the way. If you're on Facebook, get the heck off Facebook. Zuckerberg.
It's bad news. All right, we're out of time. Dr. Peter Navarro's been my guest. Don't go anywhere, Dr. Navarro. I want to talk to you real quick before we hang up. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.